There's no chaos when it comes to God. Did you know that everything is planned? God said, I planned it. God knew before time began that He was going to create us to be the recipient of His love. God saw us before time began as individuals. He knew how we would grow up, where we would grow up, everything about us. God knew that. Now listen to me, folks. Until you recognize God as all-knowing and all-loving, you don't recognize God. Until you recognize the power of that love directly for you as an individual. God loves you personally, to the point that He gave His personal Son to die on a cross just for you. He gave it all for you. As a young smart aleck in the Marine Corps and then going into combat, I've told you all before, I've never ever tried to hide this. I couldn't move. When they shooting at you, all the brave talk in the world ain't going to do it. Well, you see, at that time, though, I didn't recognize it was God tapping that lieutenant on the shoulder and said, get that stupid Vance out of the front before he gets killed and reach around that door and drag me in that house. I didn't see that then. I just knew I loved that lieutenant. But I didn't see it. That's God's plan. God knew where I was going to end up. Now, how could He know everything like that? Because God is first. Did you hear me? God's first. Amen. And He said, you need to put me first place in your life. Ah. So, picture it. I happen to know the number one, the first. And He came before me so I could be a part of number one. I'm family now. My Savior's first. Therefore, all of the shortcomings in this life, and I have many, I'm going to go across that finish line first. Because Jesus is the one taking me across. That'd be the first time I've ever went across first. You know, you get there, well, how did you come in on the race? Oh, I came in number 22. How many was in it? 23. The other one didn't leave the starting line. Well, you see, life is different. As far as God's concerned and His Son is concerned, you're number one with Him. You hear me? Because I am first, you are first. But it's all in order. And the order was this. I had to do it first so you could be first. Everything Jesus did for you and me. First place so that His family gonna cross the line always a winner. Why? The first day of the rest of your life started this morning, right after midnight. What do we do with it? I can't go back yesterday and change anything. I can't even change anything of when this first day started in my past. But I am given the privilege by my Savior to make the best out of the rest of this day. I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm promised right now. I'm not promised the next second. So every second counts. And God says, I want you to pay attention because I want you to know that I have set things in order. In creation, God created what? Everything on earth, preparing it for the creation of His greatest of all creation, the human race, you and me. But first, He made a place for us to be. He made sure food was going to be here. He made sure everything was in order. And then He created man in His image. And He created man, male and female. He created them. God set it in order. Ever since, man has been trying to change the order. You know what trying to change an order on your own will do for you in combat? It'll get you and everybody around you killed. That's why we would blindly obey orders if we could move. We'd blindly obey orders. And God says, I don't want you to blindly follow me. I want you to keep your eyes wide open and look to me, because I am leading you across the greatest finish line of your existence. I'm going to lead you from death from a body to eternal life. I'm leading you to the promised land. Praise the Lord. I'm bringing you with me. I'm stepping across the line first. And He did, because I love you. And when you say yes to me, you become a part of the first team. I always want to be a part of the first team. I couldn't even get chosen to get on the team. God had a different venue for me. And I'll be the first one to let you know, I did not think it was going to be preaching and taking His word. But God is in control. Tell me, in your life, what do you control? Good gracious, you can't even control a light switch half the time. Especially when it decides not to work. Then you turn it on, the bulb blows. One of those bulbs that are going to last for 10 years. And you had it in 10 days. God said, it doesn't work that way with me. I control the switches in your life. Woo! I control what you're going into. And I've already decided you are going to make it through. You're already victorious. Count it as though you're already with me. God says, I have. What are we afraid of? You know what frightens the world? The Word of God. The name Jesus. The world's terrified. How do I know? They're trying to outlaw Him. You preachers, the day's coming when you will be able to preach, but you just can't use the name Jesus. Then I'm going to be a dead preacher. Because you see, that's all I got for you. When it was all my Father had for us, God says, I give you my best, I give you my Son. That's all I got, folks. And the only thing that I can tell you as truthful is this. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, you've got it made. You're already across that finish line. You're on the first team. First day of the rest of my life. Amazing. On that first day of creation, there was God. God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Actually, the real translation here, there's no, the article "the" isn't there. In beginning, God. That's the way it would read. In beginning, God. God is in control. First on the scene. The first day, there was Jesus. Jesus was always with God the Father. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They were always together. At this same time when Jesus had to come down as God. You know, wait a minute. Why didn't God then come down? He did. In the form of Jesus. Because we would have all died if we'd looked upon the image of God. This human body can't handle that. Gosh, folks, it almost killed us sometimes to look at each other. Think of it. To look upon the face of Almighty God in a human condition, can't do it. So God sends Jesus. And Jesus looked within us. On that first day, John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus is always referred to as the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that had been made. So Jesus made it all. And people say, you know, that gets so confusing of that separation. There is no separation. God just revealed Himself to us in a forms where you and I can accept it. Because we can't look upon God and live. So Christ comes and sends the Holy Spirit to live within us. To live in your heart. Why are there so many Christians? If Christianity is fake, all of these people then that say they got touched by Jesus, they're all crazy. According to the world, they are. And let me tell you something, world. It's the greatest craziness I've ever been in my life. Amen. I know Jesus. And I refuse to allow the world to cause me to deny Him. He's first. He went to the cross first so I wouldn't have to go to the cross. He died first for me and for you so that we wouldn't have to die. You'll be out of that body before it hits the ground. Before it gives up the last breath, you will be with Christ. At what point? I don't have any idea. Only thing I can say is at the right point. The first point. God knows and God alone. So He said, get excited. You're on the first team. I crossed the finish line first. Listen to the first resurrection. Jesus goes to the cross. Somebody had to die. The scripture said someone, there had to be a lamb, that sacrificial lamb given. If Jesus says, I'm Him. And He gave His life for whosoever will before they were ever born. Oh, you're so blessed, along with your pastor, to live in the age of the church. What's under attack today? The church. Why? Jesus. Now, you churches, calm it down. You get rid of a bunch of those crazy, wild preachers that talk about Jesus all the time. And we, the government and all, we'll leave you alone. You let us know it's okay to murder the unborn. You let us know it's okay to withhold medication to the elderly, and we'll support you. I don't want their support. You see, I happen to know the truth. I know him personally. That's what I'm proud of. Apostle Paul kept warning everybody. He said, don't be proud in yourself, but you take pride in who Christ is in you. He's my Savior. Finally, I get to be first. Oh, I guess you want to go ahead and die first. I want to die exactly when the Lord wants me to. I've messed up enough stuff in my life. I want to do it God's way. For you see, I read the book, and there's not a personality that exists that's not in that book. You're in the book. I'm in the book. Oh gosh, am I ever in that book? I'm all over the place in that book. King David and I would have been buddies. And the more I look at all of those individuals, I think, that's exactly the ones I'd have hung out with. The ones that stayed in trouble all the time. How do I know that? Because that's exactly who I've hung out with my whole existence. You. Individuals who accept their humanism and the human part of existence. Oh, I know we're broken. But I happen to know, number one, and I happen to know he made me a promise. Larry, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, he didn't say, now, Larry, if you go out here and have a bad case of the stupids, I'm going to back off. He never says that. He never says that in his word. Do you think he don't know that you're going to have a case of the stupids? And he's going to love you anyway. See, I can't do anything so bad that'll make God love me any less. I can't do anything so good that'll make him love me any more. He said, I'm going to love you just like you are. Now, it may take combat. It may take you staring down the wrong end of a weapon of the enemy to bring you to your senses. But at some point, you will be given that opportunity to say, I give, Lord. I give you my heart. Folks, all God has ever wanted for us is to love us and give to us. I love giving to my son, my grandson. I love it. It's a blessing to get to do it. You all do too. Don't act like you don't give to them. You love it. Why? I said it. You love. We wish sometimes everybody didn't act the way they act. And then we look in the mirror and we say, you know, he or she just might be acting a lot like me when I was that age. It makes you love them more. But God says, I am the first of the resurrection, so you can be first. Oh, hear me, listen. 1 Corinthians 15:20-23, you ready? But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Fact. He is the first of the great harvest. He's already went across the finish line first for you and me. It's set. Of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, Adam, now the resurrection from the dead had begun through another man. That's Jesus. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, we're all human. Everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. When God does it, he does it in order. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then, you look at that, all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. Now you listen to me. Church, only the church age, only you in the church age generation, all of us from 2,000 years ago, that's when the church age began, we will be the first to resurrect at the coming of Christ. We will be brought from the grave. Now, preacher, I thought I was coming with him. You are. But you see, you got to catch this. You were never created to die. Sin caused death to the body. That's why you got the bad feelings and aches and pains. Sin. We were never created to die. And God said, you see my son now? Got a glorified body. He came out of that tomb. First of the resurrection. And he came out of that tomb looking good. He came out of that tomb looking like Jesus. Glowing. Excited. Excited about you and me. Because he had just stepped over the finish line first. And he had our name on his heart. He saw our face. And he said, because I'm first, count it. You first. You're on the first team now. But he said, because you were never created to die, hear me, I will resurrect that body. And it'll be that resurrected body from the earth that will be changed into glorification. And you will have the body that Christ has right now. A glorified body. Oh, I know. I get excited because I've read about him walking through doors. Just showing up different places. Being wherever he wanted to be. Scaring the fire out of the disciples. I get a kick out of those parts. But he said, because you trust me, I have led you already across the finish line. You're already a winner. Now, John the Beloved was really, really close to Jesus. If you see him at supper time, John had his head laying over on Jesus. They knew that something was getting ready to happen and all of this. And, you know, they were so close. John the Beloved, the disciple that was at the crucifixion, actually. Where did all the rest of the big boys gone? They couldn't handle it. John always referred to him in his writings as the one whom Jesus loved. I always get a kick out of that. You tell him, John, the one whom Jesus loved. But now, John, the Revelator, in the book of Revelation, same John. John is being carried into heaven. He's going to meet Jesus face to face after. John's going to be the first one there to see Jesus after his ascension. You got me? Now listen to it though. Revelation 1, 17, 18. This is John speaking. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. What? They were close. John is still alive. John is taken in this vision, however how God had chose to do this, in the presence of his best friend Jesus. And when he sees him, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Now listen, then. What do you do when you see someone hurting? Do you not walk up to them with your hand and put your right hand on them to let them know that you're with them, that you want to console them? Now listen to what Jesus did. Then he placed his right hand on me, whoo, and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last." If he's the first, he's the last. The one that's first is the winner. Jesus is the winner. He's in charge of all in between, and he's in charge of the last. He conquered the last on that cross. "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever." And then he says this. Remember what I told you? The one who holds the keys is the boss. "I hold the keys to death and Hades." I'm with the winner. He's the boss. He holds the keys to hell. He holds the keys to death. And the boss, number one, just told me, "I'll never see death." So I feel good. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have to go through that dying process. Doesn't mean this body's not going to react and fight against death, because I was never created to die. So it's the human body that fights. For what you will see during that time, if you're around me, you will see the body fighting for that life that God had breathed in. But I'm not there, Brother Randy. At that point, during some point during that period, I'm already gone. No, not for good. I'll see you later. I'll see you in a minute. And I'll even get better than that with you. I'll see you in the twinkling of an eye. Because it's in that twinkling of an eye that time exists as you know it today. But eternity is with eyes wide open continually, forever and ever and ever. We're going to be together that long, Miss Lovell. Ain't that something? Forever and ever and ever and ever. I hope I'm not a smart aleck. That's where the miracle comes in, isn't it? And yet, every one of us will be so glad to see one another. I guarantee you. That's a part of who we are, our personality. Jesus said, "You come unto me." I'm right here. I couldn't run a race, physical race today. I couldn't walk a physical race for very long today. But you see, I don't have to. Jesus already did it for me. My salvation is in what Jesus did. The love in my heart was a gift from Almighty God through His Son. I love because He first loved me. He first loved me. So I can take that first love and love all others. I'm talking to you about living forever. I don't have time to waste on the foolishness about this snapshot in time. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Deal with it. But I want you to know this. I don't care how you deal with it. Jesus is first. And when you know Him as Lord and Savior of your life, you're already across the line. Count it that way. What a blessing. And it don't get any better than that.